It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So Doncic in play, far sideline, left forecourt. Doncic holding and looking at play to Reeves. Works on Williams to the rim, and the layup is good. 3.3 left. 117-116 Lakers. Williams to Giddey over the midcourt line. Good, it goes. Midcourt. Oh! It's good! It's good! It's good! Bulls win! Bulls win! Bulls win! Josh Giddey from midcourt from the Bulls logo. What a ball game! Unbelievable! Unbelievable! Josh Giddey! I love you!
You heard the call last night on 670 The Score. Strangely enough, the number one sports story nationally was your Chicago Bulls last night.
How is that even possible, man? Like, it's MLB opening day.
It's the Sweet 16.
And there's Giddey and Vucevic in a still shot on the triple box at the beginning of SportsCenter. I'm sitting at a poker table at the Golden Nugget last night, and the late night SportsCenter comes on, and there's the Bulls. And I'm like, what world is this? We have bemoaned that franchise and ripped every level of the operation. I mean, except PR, they do okay. You know,
they seem to be all right.
Yeah, they seem to be all right. But like, we've ripped every bit of that thing for years now. They're having a moment. They've won 9 of 11. They swept the Lakers in a home-and-home with both Luka and LeBron healthy and playing.
And you got the wins however you wanted it. You wanted a Bulls blowout, they gave you one of those in L.A. You wanted a buzzer beater, the Bulls gave you that on the West Side last night.
They came back from 16 down. They came back from 5 down with 13 seconds to play. Patrick Williams hit a monster 3 from the corner.
I don't know if I've ever seen LeBron have a brain cramp like the one he had last night.
On the inbound.
LeBron doesn't make mistakes like that.
Nope. I mean, Josh Giddey's steals numbers have been very high.
Yes.
And that is a Josh Giddey steal. Looking back on that several times, it's Austin Reeves who's coming back into the corner to get that ball, and LeBron thinks it's going to be cake.
Yeah.
He's going to be able to do that. And Giddey reads it and knows it. So, yeah, it's a LeBron brain fart, but we got to give Josh Giddey steals some love
I give him some credit, but it's like one of those things that you learn pretty early in basketball is that if you inbound in that situation, you're adding a third defender. And in this case, you're adding a third and a fourth.
By using the baseline. Good call.
The baseline and the sideline.
You're like, so
you
right.
put them in the corner. And that's what I'm saying.
Like, nobody puts Giddy in a corner.
No one does that. LeBron never does stuff like
that.
Come on,
that felt pretty good, boys. Come on. You guys with me?
I think he's high, guys.
No, you're fine.
At least I laughed in the room. It wasn't me. Not have been
you
audible.
You gave me eye contact,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, no, it's
I
fine.
I needed more.
You needed more affirmation.
Yeah,
that's
you're
a
right.
you problem,
you're
okay?
Right.
I understand that the Bulls, of all teams, the Bulls took away MLB opening day joy for you, which I did not think you had on your bingo card, as they say. You got to deal with it and move on. Okay?
You're high.
So, but, like the Bulls town now speaks.
What do you need? Like, say it again, and then let us react
the way you
want us to.
I'm good. It's been plenty. I needed Lawrence to take me back down the side. I need Lawrence to tell me to pump the brakes. I mean, that was perfect.
That's what people will just say about me. Like, when the show is over, man, he really dulled the mood, man.
Put it on your next listen to our board. You know what I mean?
He was the perfect guy to keep Spiegel down where he needed to be.
He just came in and was just grumpy.
He was the Brian McCann.
I'm the radio police. Right.
Yeah. No, you can't hit a homer and be happy.
Yeah. He was the Bud Smith. And was it a Bud Smith? Wasn't that the dude?
The Tony La Russa of radio.
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, and before, so the Bulls have this magical moment. Meanwhile, over on the south side, we were watching that happen here at Stadium Swim, where you're like, oh, look at that. The White Sox are up 3-0. Would you look at that? Sean Burke is out here dealing.
Mm-hmm.
Would you look at that?
Yeah, man.
They won.
They beat the bejesus out of the Angels, and they threw Nicky Lopez out there.
That's wild.
Well, look, this has been happening for a couple of years now. That the position player pitching, which used to be this bizarre and fun anomaly in baseball, has become much more prevalent because the thought process is, why waste one of your good relievers when you need a never-ending succession of dudes with big arms and you need them to be rested and their arm could blow out at any moment because they're going, I'll go in max velocity. I love that guy, max velocity. So,
oh, wait, I didn't mean to salute.
That was There's no – that was an 8-0 game, right? That's an 8-0 game. There's no – or was it 8-1 at that
time? It's 8-1 final. But yeah, like Nicky Lopez being out there, and you're like, wow, would you look at this? This is what they did on opening day. And the crazy part about what you're talking about is now the position players are like, wait, I should probably be careful about emptying the tank when I go out there too.
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason for me to show that I can throw 80 miles an hour or whatever. Like, just get us out of this game.
Remember Rizzo wanted to pitch over and over and over, and Madden had to be like, Anthony, come on. Come on, man.
Because you know what he's going to do.
Yeah,
although, when he did get the opportunity, here's a little EFIS for you, Freddie Freeman.
Oh, that was fun.
Go and sit down.
Yeah. That was pretty fun. But, I felt happy for White Sox fans. Like, our listeners have been through it. Like you said in the tease, like Bulls fans have been through it and it's been complicated. And even now in this moment, it's like, should I enjoy this when I know it might not be leading to anything? And the truth is, they've, like you've been talking about, they've had their play-in locked in for weeks.
That's happening.
Like that is just happening. So I hope people have just let themselves enjoy it.
I'm actually surprised that I have, Speaks. I'm shocked by that. That I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to lean into this chaos because I do enjoy the NBA product, and I do think there are a lot of cool things about the Bulls themselves overall. But they, with the bottom of the Eastern Conference, there's no way that they can get to the bottom of the Eastern Conference.
So you got to kiss it up to God that the Cooper flag thing, they didn't do it, and it's too bad.
Did you see what Washington did last night?
No.
Did you see how many points they gave up?
Oh, 162 to the Pacers.
What?
I didn't even remember that was Washington. All I saw were the Pacers highlights.
I was watching the game.
Tribute to baseball there, the 162 for you.
Oh, yeah, that was nice.
Very nice.
They had 154, but then they upped it.
When I saw it, I saw like the end of the third quarter, and they all – he had 125 points.
They scored 83 in the half. I think it was 45 in the first.
That's just ridiculous. So you can't bottom out enough for this year's Eastern Conference for it to matter.
Yeah.
So my whole thing is that I would like to see them end up in the position of being eighth as the season ends.
Yeah.
And then win your 7-8 game. And then you can escape if you win the 7-8 game, you can escape and then, to being the 7 seed.
And then, like, White Sox fans, dude, 2022 was up there with one of the most ugly and disappointing seasons for a team in a winning window, like, that I can remember. We were comping it to the 2004 Cubs of, like, oh, this team is good. Oh, wait a minute, they're awful, and they're dysfunctional, and this is terrible, and I'm embarrassed, and I'm disgusted, and I want to go home. And then 23 was worse. And then in 24, they lost more games than anyone in history. This is the last three seasons they've been through. So I don't know what the big picture is going to be, but I know that on day one, to get that win, and to see the video of Will Venable talking to the team and then jumping into the laundry cart and being pushed into the room while they sprayed him with champagne for his first big league win. Hell yeah.
It was nice for everyone to have some of the joy. And, you know, White Sox as an organization outside of, like, baseball ops, they work so hard because they're trying to figure out a way to have White Sox fans stay engaged. Like, that's all they're doing is, like, look, we know it's bad. Just stay with us. Just hang with us. And I thought they put together a really cool opening day. The Derrick Rose stuff.
That's awesome.
I mean, that's like...
They did put together cool. I mean, and Brooks went by Buffalo Wings and Rings to hang out with Layla and Marshall and show off the new food and stuff. And they're always great doing that stuff. Like, it's a fun place to go to a ball game when there's a lot of you and you're having
rocking.
A good time.
It was rocking. It was almost like... I hate to say this because it tells you kind of how bad things are. It felt bigger than one of 162. It felt like a game that's played in September, or dare I say October. Like, it felt like that. There was a cathartic, like, exhale from White Sox fans. Like, hey, I'm at a game and I get to actually, I'm like enjoy myself.
I'm like proud to be here.
Yes.
I can tell people I was here.
I was here on that day.
Yeah. And you know what? Let it last through today, a day off. You know, good for you.
Take
Enjoy
a deep breath.
And if you want to feel it and let yourself think, you know what? This is day one of a new thing. Like, there's a good manager. And the players are saying that. Corey Lee was saying that. Like, the players are feeling like it was day one of a new thing. And sometimes that can have a lasting effect. If you want to let yourself dream on that, go for it. What the hell else is sports for?
So the Bulls were able to win in exciting fashion. The White Sox dominated. And we saw the Cubs lineup do what it was supposed to do. Let's talk about that, and let's hear from their team president next here on The Score.
Josh Giddey, I love you.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.